After more than 40 years, a children's science fiction classic is coming to the small screen. Madeline L'Engle's Newbery Award-winning book, A Wrinkle in Time, has been made into a TV movie, which airs on ABC tomorrow night. NPR's Susan Stone reports.
In the book, Meg Murray is an unassuming heroine, 12 years old, glasses and braces and mousy hair. She joins her telepathic baby brother, Charles Wallace, and friend, Calvin O'Keefe, for a life-changing journey. They must battle darkness and rescue her scientist father by crossing time and space with the help of three stellar guides.
What was that that happened to us? I thought I was dying.
The Tesseract.
Tesseract?
Parts of the universe are connected in ways that humans have never before imagined. The Tesseract acts as a gateway to those connections. It's like a wrinkle. It's a wrinkle in time.
Madeline L'Engle's book was published in 1962. Not long after that, a California girl named Catherine Hand encountered it.
I was probably about 10 years old and got in trouble for talking in class and was sent to the library. And the librarian gave me this book, and I read it and fell in love with it. And at that time, I guess, even then, I wanted to be in show business and be an actress. And I wrote a letter, started a letter to Walt Disney to tell him about this book and to have him star me as Meg. And then I crumpled up the letter and decided that, you know, I just had to grow up and make it myself.
Eventually, she did. Catherine Hand became a television producer. She worked for TV legend Norman Lear, who helped her get the rights to the story some 20 years ago. A Wrinkle in Time is a favorite for generations of smart girls like Hand. But, says author Madeline L'Engle,
it's a smart girl's book, but it's about a girl who isn't yet smart. So a lot of people can identify with her.
And no one more than L'Engle herself, even at 85.
I frequently write about myself, because that's how I discover who I am. So I'm asked if I'm like Meg. Yes, of course I am like Meg. I am Meg.
Catherine Hand found that expressing the inner struggle of L'Engle's complex characters was much more challenging than translating the fantastic elements of the story for the screen.
At the core of A Wrinkle in Time, and why it means so many different things to different people at different times in their life, the human condition is to wrestle with things that are difficult, that trouble us, that are problems. And Madeline has created this wonderful story and how to help us figure out how to overcome darkness. And that is, you know, ageless.
Read any daily paper. You've got to survive. You've got to walk through the dark to get to the light. It isn't free. It takes courage to walk through the dark.
That darkness, it's on Earth too? Did it just come?
No. It's been there a great many years. It's why your planet is such a troubled one.
A Wrinkle in Time has morphed again and again. Catherine Hand first produced a 4-hour TV miniseries, which was released in Europe. Now, with a lot of cutting and a few reshoots, it's a made-for-TV movie, running a little over 2 hours, or 3 with commercial breaks. But is it as good as the book?
There are several themes in the book, but the most important is that like and equal are not the same thing.
Co-executive producer Catherine Hand offers this reminder.
I think for the purists that love every single second moment in that book, and if they find that there are things in the movie that aren't there, they also are the same people, I assume, that understand like and equal are not the same thing, and that the movie is not necessarily like the book, but hopefully captures the essence of the book, that it will be equal to it in its own way.
The TV characters are a bit more attractive than they should be. Meg has no braces or glasses. In the book, the planet Kamazots is a place of sinister perfection. In the movie, it's a commercial wasteland. The crucial showdown, when Meg saves her brother, Charles Wallace, takes place in what looks like a mall food court. But the message is the same. Love can save the day.
Charles Wallace, hear me. Listen to me.
You're my baby brother, and we need to stick together.
Give him back!
No! Charles Wallace, I love you! I love you.
I love you too, Meg.
The movie was shown at children's film festivals in the U.S. and Canada. In Toronto, it won the award for Best Feature Film. A Wrinkle in Time shows Monday night on ABC. As for the book, you can read it anytime. Susan Stone, NPR News.